December 15, 1902. Louisa remains crucified with Jesus. Man is about to be crushed by the weight of divine justice. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I found my adorable Jesus cast to the ground, crucified, everyone trampling upon him. In order to prevent them from doing this, I laid myself upon him so as to receive upon myself what they were doing to our Lord. And while I was in that position, I said, "Lord, what is it to you to allow those very nails that pierce you to pierce me as well?" At that moment, I found myself nailed with the very nails that pierced blessed Jesus. He underneath, I on top. In that position, we found ourselves in the midst of those men who want divorce, and Jesus was sending them many rays of light produced by the sufferings that he and I were suffering. And they remained dazzled and confused. I also understood that if the Lord will please to let me continue to suffer, when they come to do that, they will be humiliated and will not be able to conclude anything. After this, he disappeared, and I remained alone, suffering. Then he came back again, but he was not crucified. He threw himself into my arms, but he was so heavy that my poor arms could not hold him, and I was about to let him fall to the ground. Seeing that, as much as I did and tried, I could not hold that weight, my pain was such that I felt myself crying my heart out. And he, seeing the certain danger of falling, and also my crying, cried along. What a harrowing scene! Then, forcing myself up, I kissed him on his face. He too kissed me, and I said to him, "My life and strength, by myself I am weak and can do nothing, but with you I can do everything. Therefore, strengthen my weakness by infusing your very strength in me, and I will be able to carry the weight of your person, the only way to be able to spare each other this sorrow. For me, of letting you fall, and for you, of suffering the fall." On hearing this, Jesus told me, "My daughter, don't you comprehend the meaning of my heaviness? Know that it is the enormous weight of justice which I can bear no more, nor can you hold. A man is about to be crushed by the weight of divine justice." On hearing this, I cried, and he, almost to distract me, since before he came I had a strong fear that I might not be able to obey with regard to certain things, he added, "And you, my beloved, why do you so much fear that I may not let you obey? Don't you know that when I draw, unite, and identify a soul with me, communicating my secrets to her, the first key I place, which produces the most beautiful sound, and communicates the sound to all other keys, is the key of obedience. So much so, that if the other keys are not in communication with the first key, they will sound in a discordant way, which can never be pleasant to my hearing. Therefore, do not fear. Besides, it will not be you, but I myself will obey in you. And since it will be up to me to obey, let me do it, without being concerned, for I alone know well what must be done and how to make myself known. Having said this, he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself. May the Lord be always blessed.